listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer, what's up, K-State Nation? The PPPD edition. I might have said extra P in there, but whatever. The Purple Project Podcast. All about what's going on around the happenings around K-State University, athletic-wise, in Manhattan, Kansas. You're truly here, popping in for another daily episode, playing two, because there will be no, at least when this comes out, there will be no weekly edition tonight, but tomorrow, be on the lookout, because we're recording this, posting the weekly a day later than normal because of the NBA finals tonight. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, no show due to that, so no recording anyways, but be on the lookout still for episode 102 coming out Saturday night, so a day later, but don't worry, we're going to have plenty of coverage, and I am currently in early stages of planning here for a possible series coming up this summer while we wait on especially football season to come back around. Obviously, soccer will be kicking up around that same time frame as well, so trying to mix things up a little bit here while we're on kind of a calm here, other than track and field getting ready for the NCAA's outdoor championships next week. But basketball, another signee for Coach Jerome Tang, head coach Jerome Tang, he gets a transfer, none other than Virginia Tech's David Gasson coming signed a financial aid agreement yesterday. This came out yesterday. Gasson is the fifth player to sign with the Wildcats since Tang has arrived here in Manhattan. And this is their third D1 transfer. And this comes on the heels, obviously, of Jarrell Colbert and Cam Carter. Colbert, let's do a little bit of refresher here for some of you guys, folks out there who are have been trying to catch up or don't know. Jarrell Colbert came over here from LSU. Cam Carter from Mississippi State, also here. And these guys obviously have the start. We've talked about this a little bit more in depth on recent editions of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Please go check that out, especially the latest episode, which is 101. Again, we'll be sitting down recording episode 102 when this comes out. And then, of course, 102 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly comes out Saturday night. So early, not late. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to come out around 5 or 6 o'clock. I have not set a date or not a date, a time for that yet. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to wait on these guys. I might have said this before, but I'll say it again. I'm going to wait on these guys to see in action. Obviously, I'm not close to the team now that I once was a few years back. But, I mean, it's too hard to tell. Obviously, these guys coming from SEC schools, and now you add in David Gasson from the ACC now. Virginia Tech, is it okay? Basketball school, college school, they're more known than for football aspects, but obviously, apparently, they have a good baseball team, as we found out a few weeks ago as well. So they get a big time forward at this. Gasson, 6'9", 205. He comes here after playing two seasons with Virginia Tech. He's coming here with NCAA tournament experience. That is huge for a team that has missed out on the NCAA tournament 3 years straight. I'm talking about us, K-State. And obviously, he's a part of the first ever ACC tournament title last year. So apparently, he brings a winning. This is what K-State is missing, in my opinion. They need a couple players coming here that with that winning mentality and obviously know how to score the basketball. Well, he's a forward, so I haven't even touched his numbers yet. But they need somebody that come in here. No knock on Cam Carter or Jarrell Colbert, right? And those guys, but to me, I mean, their numbers are low and they're unproven a little bit. So they're trying to get on track here in Manhattan, Kansas. So, but they need somebody. This is what they've been missing, right? Obviously, you missed out on Antone Davis and a couple of those big time players that Jerome Tang has tried to get over here to Little Apple. And that's been a discussion that we've had and that we're going to continue to have on this podcast as the summer progresses here. With my co-host Alex Aiden on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, right? So this is a huge get this is a sleeper get, really, for K-State. Obviously, I'm going to continue to do a little digging here on these guys. But, yeah, he's coming off of a, let's see, he's actually from overseas. 57 games in his Hokie career. He played all 36 last year. The Hokies won 4 games in 4 days to win the ACC tournament. Remember, Virginia Tech, and now, for me now, it's becoming more of a light now. Oh, yeah, this is the team that really rose up to the challenge here and beat some pretty damn good teams in the ACC tournament there. Jerome, head coach Tang, in a statement, quote, "The staff and I are thrilled about adding someone of David's caliber to our team at K-State." Tang said, quote, "He brings significant college experience after having played in all but one game at Virginia Tech while doing it at a program that really values winning. I've said several times that the one thing about this group, if you have already signed, quote unquote, is they are a bunch of winners, and David is certainly a winner. Like the rest of our guys, he is not only a talented basketball player, but a quality individual from a great family, which is the type of player we want to attract here at K-State. He will be someone that our fan base is really going to embrace and love to get to know," end quote, as well here. Let's see. I can really go. Here we go. So, well, last year, obviously, Nassan, he only averaged almost 4 points a game. He did shoot nearly 50% from the field there as well. He was only 26% from the 3-point range there as well, but he recorded 22 blocks. He played almost 14 minutes a game last year. That's why I know I'm just dibbling, dabbing up the numbers here. Don't want to talk too much about it. So, again, he was kind of one of those guys, again, coming off the bench. Now, he sounds a bit more of a factor than a Cam Carter or Jarrell Colbert. So this is what K-State needs right now. Obviously, we know about the two captains on this team. The holdovers from Bruce Weber's squad, Marquise Noel and Ishmael Should, right? They need somebody else in there. And this is going to be, obviously it's way too early. We're already in June, way too early to predict a starting lineup. Maybe as it gets closer, maybe we'll have to wait to the fall to get a good gauge on these guys, on some of these transfers. And obviously, I have yet to dig in to Taj Manning yet on this podcast, which is coming. Don't worry. but yeah, so absolutely, this is a good get for these guys. Adding, obviously, as I recap the list here of gets here, let me go back here for a moment here. My list of, okay, yep, so Taj Manning, we already named Carter and Colbert. Dorian Finister making his a presence here this summer for workouts. In Naquan Tomlin, was the latest before this week. David Nassan got signed on here as well. So this is big for K-State. So another get to try to get that roster almost filled to Jerome Tang and the rest of the staff's liking right there. And last but not least, got to throw this in there, another player here at K-State adding some merch to the NLL game. That in the person of Felix Nduke Uzama. Yes, he just posted on Twitter his merch out there as well. A few weeks ago, Ioka Lee put her stuff out there as well. One of the best bigs in all of college women's basketball. And now you add in a huge piece to the defense on the football side of Udike Isama. Now he has his merch out now as well, as this NIL thing rolls on. And some of these players, well, the big time player contributors anyways, taking full advantages of that. So I wanted to throw that in there as well. Put those athletes there on good praise there as well. So definitely, if you want to know more, go check it out on the Twitter as well. Please, shameless plug, go follow Eagle Lee or or both Felix Nduke Uzama as well. So that's kind of a little basketball update right there. A lot more on basketball to come on this week's edition of the Pearl Project Weekly, which you can get wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Remember, again, if you're not subscribed to the Daily, I didn't say the Daily, this podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. And remember to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.